On 31702.
It's just gone 18 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is the Karima Brown Show. You're listening to 702. Now, as South Africa head for the polls in a few months' time, in the sixth democratic elections, political party electioneering has begun in earnest. For instance, it seems that the governing African National Congress is going big on its principle of non-racialism. We saw this when the party was putting together its list of candidates set to become its parliamentary representatives after the general elections later this year. At the party's extended National Executive Committee meeting held in Durban recently to finalise the list of nominees, concerns were raised in provinces like the Western Cape, for example, that the list of candidates for the National Assembly was dominated by certain groups of people and not reflective of the total demographics of the community. Now, we know, of course, that the so-called coloured community is the majority in that province. We've also seen through the media reports that the ANC in the Western Cape has been asked to ensure that they have more diverse names on the list. And we've also seen people like Jesse Duarte and others speaking to the importance of non-racialism. We know that a lot of communities who historically have voted African National Congress has, of course, left the party, either stayed away from the polls or voted for others, which, for example, led to the ANC not winning Josi Tshwane and Nelson Mandela Metro in the 2016 municipal elections. Well, to talk about how this principle of non-racialism is going to become part of the ANC's campaign, we are joined on the line by the National Acting Spokesperson, Mr. Dakota Legote. Mr. Legote, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Evening, Karima, and to all the listeners.
Now, many people such maybe as old as yourself or me will know the ANC as a non-racial organization because it's always said that South Africa belongs to all who live in it, black and white. But in later years, and especially in the last few years, we've heard former President Jacob Zuma, for example, describing the ANC as a black party. We have seen exchanges of racism, attacks by the president, the former president's children on people like Mr. Derek Hanekom, Mr. Pravin Gordhan. And then, of course, the EFF has done a lot of racial baiting also in different parts of their campaigning. And then, of course, we have a severe problem of racism itself, structural racism in South Africa. We've seen at the recent schools, for example, that racism is alive and well in South Africa. So how, within that context, is the African National Congress going to tackle the question of the importance of South Africa fighting racism, fighting white supremacy and whiteness, but also seeing South Africa as a country that must unite and that is a home for all?
No, thank you very much, Karima, and to all the listeners. You would know, like you have earlier said in the opening, that there's the African National Congress. We have declared to all South Africans and to the world, when we adopted the Freedom Charter in 1955, that South Africa belongs to all who live in it, black and white, and to no government can claim legitimacy unless it's based on the will of the people. And we further said at that time, immediately after the Sharpeville massacre, that we need an all-in conference where we can discuss how to deal with the issue of racism, particularly institutionalized racism at that time called apartheid. But also as a movement, we have appreciated the fact that in our country, we have what we call colonization of a special type.
Yes.
Where both the colonizer and the colonized are in the same boundaries.
Yes.
And both the colonizer and the colonized call the country their motherland and fatherland, and where all of us are living side by side as citizens in the same country.
Mm-hmm.
We also have appreciated the fact that our country was further divided by a policy which was declared by the United Nations as a disgrace and a crime against humanity, which was apartheid colonialism. We also further appreciated the fact that as a country, we were further divided through the creation of Bantustans, which were mainly, its foundation was along tribal lines, which further divided our communities. But even further, our country was further divided by the education system, which had different curriculum for different races and tribes in our country. And based on all these weaknesses which were there in our system, as the African National Congress, we still believe even today that we need to build a national unity. We need to embrace our diversity as a nation. Because even though we have declared in our historical mission as the ANC that in 1912, that our liberation struggle, it's about liberating blacks, but Africans in particular, because Africans were the most and hard hit for centuries of slavery, of apartheid, and all of racial bigotry. Because even in this country, you know, even our Khoi and our Seng people were hunted up until 1936 in this country, hunted like a springbok or a blessbok, where they were killed. And some of them had to run away from South Africa up to Botswana, up to the Kalahari Desert, just running away from being killed like animals. And some of these things are deep-seated problems in history that we sometimes ignore and do not want to touch. And that's why, as the ANC, in appreciation of the fact that as a nation, we are from far, we would not want to plunge this country into a further division. In terms of race relations.
Mr. Lekgotie, can I come in here? You have given a fantastic historical context for the understanding, and I must say I agree with you completely in how you've explained it. But the apartheid rulers went further. It also stacked the oppressed against each other. So, for example, in the Free State, no Indians were allowed. But in the Western Cape, you had a preference for coloured labour, as opposed to people coming from the Eastern Cape and from the so-called Bantustans. Now, that has led to fighting within the black community itself as well, to the same way tribalism around the Bantustans tried to split South Africa as a people. And the ANC, when it was formed, its clarion call was, of course, that it will fight tribalism and it will unite. But the notion of who is an African is what is causing confusion. Recently, Tony Ehrenreich, a longstanding member of the Alliance, said that it's important that the African National Congress recognizes not to de-Africanize different ways of being black. So, for example, people from mixed origin, from the colored community, there are people who prefer not to be called coloreds. There are others who say that that is their lived experience. But essentially, they are saying they are Africans. And if you don't stop de-Africanizing them, then you add to the division of how people understand themselves. So you have a fight where poor people who are mostly black in different ways fight against each other when whiteness and capital wins. So how are you practically going to unite these communities and make them understand that the common enemy is actually white supremacy, not white people as individuals?
Yes, it is going to be important, because if you look at our manifesto, when we talk about shaping the social cohesion and building a unity in our country, and also building common purpose for all our citizens to focus, we are saying that we want to propose a legislation which will make a hate speech or hate tendency a crime, which is prosecutable, so that people must stay away from using racial bigotry as a method to undermine the existence of one another. Because like we said, this country, despite the fact that there were indigenous people here, but there are many of us who either came from Europe, who came from Malaysia, who came from India, who came from other parts of the continent. And we are here. All of us call this country home today.
Hmm.
And the ANC, from its inception of the Freedom Charter, it made it very clear that we appreciate that we are different, we are diverse, but one thing for sure that we need to do is to unite all South Africans, and for all South Africans to understand and appreciate what we call a 10-nombre-charism. It was not known to the world until it was brought by the African National Congress,
mm-hmm.
which describes that side by side, all races can exist and coexist. All cultures can be appreciated. All religions can exist and coexist within the same boundaries. And that's what we wanted to promote through our understanding of non-racialism. But it also further goes, it's intertwined with non-sexism, where we,
yes.
we talk against gender-based violence, we talk against marginalization of other people of different sexual orientation or LGBTQI communities. So we have been very clear in our cause that we have to appreciate this thing, because racial bigotry in its instance is just like a religious intolerance. If not properly managed, it can plunge a country into a civil war.
Absolutely. In fact, there's a fantastic quote by the late Samora Machel from Mozambique that says, in order for the nation to live, the tribe must die. And we're not saying that people must make light of their traditions and their customs, but there has to be a point at which we define ourselves as citizens of a particular country, adhering to a common set of values. That doesn't mean we skip over differences and we don't take into consideration the layered way in which we were oppressed and pit against each other. But we do need to seek that quintessential South Africanness, isn't it?
Yes, no, it's true that we have to appreciate each other's diversity, because from experience of what we see in other parts of the world,
yes,
religious intolerance has taken a serious knock on many nations to an extent that they even embark on a civil war, which ends lives of ordinary people on the streets. Now, equally, racial bigotry, if it's not brought under control, it has a potential that narrow nationalist or right-wing elements can just get into a primary school, harass kids or do funny things, which can plunge the country into a racial war and tension. And that's not what we want to promote as the African National Congress. We are very sensitive of the history of this country, that we are from a system which isolated and marginalized majority of citizens in this country. We are from a system of government which excluded even the other majority and other populace in this country from the mainstream economy, from the mainstream policy making in terms of lawmaking in parliament.
Absolutely. Mr. Lekgote,
parliament.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on. We are going to explore this theme more. We're just running out of time. We have to take our other guests. But thank you so much for coming on and explaining the ANC's historical position. We'd speak to you longer if we had the time. We will have you back on to just look practically at how you're going to be involving the different communities and how you're going to prevent this racial bigotry from becoming part of the way in which we engage each other when we don't agree with each other. Mr. Dakota Lekgote, thank you very much for your time. That is the acting national ANC spokesperson speaking to us there about the centrality of non-racialism as part of the ANC's campaign.